Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Your sports station.
This one's One Night Love Affair from Brian Adams. Joined now by Ed Belson, Derby High School English teacher. He joins us for a segment that we're going to do here for the next few weeks, talking to teachers. I think they're showing tremendous moxie, and I think they're heroes during this time when school is such a touchy thing. Ed, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well. It's a joy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. You've taught English at Derby for a while now, but what interests me, you know, this is your third career. You were a pastor for 10 years before you became a teacher, and before that you were a UPS employee for 12 years. So guide us through your journey of employment.
Oh, well, you know, I began working for United Parcel Service in Chicago. I was at the University of Illinois there in Chicago. It was an amazing job, helped pay for our first few kids to be born. And I was just real involved in our church ministries. And three pastors came to me one night, and they sat me down, and they said, "How'd you like to do this for a living?" And I said, "Wow, that would be exciting." And so then they sent me off to seminary after that to get the credentials. I guess I already had some of the skills that they had noticed. And I did that for 12 years. And I was 12 years at UPS, and then I pastored 3 years in inner city Chicago and a church, First Bible Baptist in Wichita, which is now Morningstar, at the old theater there, the Warren East, called me as their senior pastor, and I did that for 3 years. Felt it was time for a transition, and I went to WSU, and they had a program called Transition to Teaching. I already had my bachelor's degree in English literature, and that program exists to get people the education credits that they hadn't had, and the wonderful leadership here at Derby High School took a chance on me. They saw something in me that they felt like they could cultivate, and so I came to work here and finished my second master's degree in the early 2000s when I first came on faculty here at Derby.
Yeah, so I can't necessarily speak to the UPS thing, but I have to imagine that being a pastor was pretty rewarding, which makes me think that maybe teaching was a calling, which makes me think that that's kind of ironic, because the calling would be from the person, from the being that, you know, you were serving as a pastor. Is that fair? Is that a worthy path through your career there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I started out college as a biology pre-med major because I wanted to help people. And then I just realized some of the science courses I didn't enjoy as much. So I switched my major to English pre-law, because I wanted to help people. And then the way everything shook out, I just ended up in pastoral work, which I loved. And that's what brought us to Wichita from Chicago. And I've always had a heart for people. And I think people are hurting. And I think a lot of people are broken. And they need compassion and kindness and attention and love and respect. So you get to give that to people amply as a pastor, but you also get to deliver that in slightly different ways and in different doses in the classroom. So that's what I've been doing for the last 21 years.
Ed Belson, our guest, English teacher at Derby High School. We had an English teacher from Collegiate on the show yesterday. She studied Shakespeare at Oxford University. You do community theater, including Shakespeare in the Park. Apparently you English teachers really look up to Shakespeare, am I right?
I stood in class with my AP literature students today, and about 12 of us read through the first scene of Act 2 of Othello. Yeah, Shakespeare is extremely powerful. The language is always an obstacle for the kids. So I always tell them, don't get bogged down in the language. Follow the ideas. Follow follow the plot, follow the character development. Now, the language is important, but yeah. And so when we did Shakespeare in college, did Macbeth, and then we came to Wichita, Kansas, and we heard about this troupe called the Wichita Shakespeare Company. And I started taking my kids to see their free shows in the park. And one night, my middle daughter was with me, and we watched Romeo and Juliet. And she said, "Daddy, you ought to do that. You'd get such a kick out of that." So I auditioned for the next show, and I got cast in Measure for Measure. And I've been doing Shakespeare in the Park ever since, really one show a year. And then a few years ago, the gracious folks there asked me to serve on their board. And with the COVID situation, you know, we can't do theater in the park. We've released two sets of viral videos, and I had the pleasure of directing one of those we just did our release on Facebook this week. So I've just always appreciated Shakespeare.
Yeah, I do a radio show with a guy who graduated Derby. This is your only teaching job. You've been at Derby for 21 years. So what do you like about just the community of Derby, and particularly teaching there?
You know, it's interesting because when I first came here, I mean, I put job applications in maybe 13 area school districts, because it was a really rough year for us to go from a full-time job to, I think I was working 6 part-time jobs. And so I got a call from the principal here at the time, Dr. Sowers, and we just sort of hit it off, and they brought me in for an interview, and I hit it off with the folks who I got to interview with. And, you know, it's funny because when I first moved, somebody brought me on a tour of the area, and in those days, they called Derby a bedroom community because people drove into Wichita for everything. It's so changed now with the big stores and all the options. But it's a wonderful community. And in the early days, the health insurance was so high that I really struggled to stay here and have second jobs and things like that. But I love the school, at the high school and in the district. There's just such a sense of community here. I mean, certainly when our football team is doing amazingly, even in the rough seasons, there's just such a sense of community down here in Derby. And I'm straight 10 miles north. I live up near the mall. And so I just drive down here, and I have just enjoyed getting to know the families and the educators and the students. And of course, after 21 years here, I've now got the children of people who I taught in 9th or 12th grade, and I have a number of coworkers who I taught, so that's kind of exciting.
Well, if you just taught your own family of 8 kids, you'd have a full-time job, and you did. You did homeschooling, you and your wife. I wanted to ask you before you left, and we're talking with Ed Belson, an English teacher from Derby. We've got challenges for teachers, and that's part of the reason we want to do this segment with teachers. And from my understanding, you've kind of been creative in how you go about online teaching. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, Derby offered a few options. One was, you know, kids could choose a remote where they took all their classes from home. And we're a student of a school of about 2,200 students. And so about a fourth of the kids and their families chose to do it that way. Then there are kids who are in the classroom live with us. But then we also offer a number of synchronous classes, like my AP literature class. I'm teaching the kids in the classroom, but I have multiple cameras set up in my room, and we're interacting also with the students who are at home. And so they were participating in the reading with us. There are ways they can ask questions and interact. And I had done a little bit of what was called ITV when I taught for Cowley as an adjunct years ago, but now they've brought it right into the classroom. And then Derby had another backup plan called hybrid, where if the COVID conditions got worse, we would go into that, where we wouldn't be at school as many days. But the district's done a really good job of trying to plan for every possibility. And it's a bit confusing for teachers. We all like our we like our grooves that we function in, and we're cleaning desks, and we're having the kids use sanitizer, and we're being very diligent. But it's wearying, but it's a good thing. And for the kids to be here live, I think, is an important part of their social emotional development. It would be easy to just say, well, they're getting the education, but that's only a piece of what we do. We also build the kids up in their personalities and relationships.
Absolutely. Well, Ed, we appreciate it. Brett Flora, the basketball coach, down at Derby suggested you, and one of the things he said was, you have a great radio voice, and he was accurate. You do have a great radio voice. Don't ever decide you want to take over this show, okay?
Well, my sons told me, you know, being from Chicago, they said, make sure you say go Cubs.
Well, you just said that to a Cardinals fan.
You guys are Cleveland and St. Louis fans, I think. So
you just heard us both.
What was a great interview suddenly turned sour. We appreciate it, Ed. It's been fun talking with you, and best of luck.
I'm glad my good friend Brett Flory put you guys on to me.
All right, take care. Have a good day.
Take care. Keep doing this. This is a wonderful part of the show. Take care.
Absolutely. Ed Belson, English teacher at Derby High School. Tomorrow, our guest for our teacher segment will be Trevor Foreman, who teaches shop and I can't remember what else, down at Heston High School.
The Swathers.
Yeah. And, again, any suggestions you have on teachers that you think would be good guests for this segment, send me a direct message on Twitter, at Bob Lutz. Send me an email at bob@kfhradio.com. We're looking for guests. We want to continue, maybe run this out, who knows how long.
We've done kindergarten, we've done elementary, high school. I don't think we've done a middle school teacher.
We need a middle school teacher.
Where about Wilbur people at?
We do have Shannon Great, who's going to be on. He teaches physical education at a middle school.
There you go.
He will join us at some point next week. But keep them coming. We love talking to these folks. They are special, special people. We'll be back to wrap this one up. This is The Drive on KFH.